Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with 90.1 WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. A source close to the governor confirms Mitch Daniels will be the next president of Purdue University. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Rumors have circulated for weeks that Daniels was a candidate for the top post at Purdue, but as recently as last month, Daniels denied it.
Well, that's a question you have to ask somebody else about, but I've not been making any plans.
But a source close to Daniels confirmed Tuesday that the governor will replace outgoing President Franz Cordova, who is retiring in July. University officials and the governor's office are declining to comment. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman also wouldn't confirm Daniels' selection.
But Mitch Daniels will be here until our last day in office.
That makes it likely Purdue will appoint an interim president until Daniels can take the helm in West Lafayette. The Board of Trustees' official vote is scheduled for Thursday. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Federal prosecutors say wiretaps and emails show an Indianapolis businessman and his partners pillaged an Ohio-based finance company to enrich themselves and keep other struggling businesses afloat. But Tim Durham's attorney says the men just made bad business decisions. A jury is scheduled to begin deliberations tomorrow in Durham's fraud trial. Agricultural experts say crops will likely be hit by the recent dry weather, but all is not lost yet. Experts at Purdue University say farmers and livestock producers can still bounce back if the state starts to receive some rain. Corn will begin a crucial pollination period in late June and early July. Overnight, no rain forecast, mostly clear skies, a low near 72 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 91 degrees for WFYI News.